Welcome back to D&B College. In this lesson, we're building a subsign workflow with Jungle Swing in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple: make the bass feel like old-school jungle, not a modern strict grid loop. We want low end that moves with the break, leaves space for the snare, and has that elastic push-pull you hear in classic D&B. Not random swing, not overdone wobble, just a deep, controlled bass phrase that feels alive. Start by setting up a clean 8-bar loop with your drums already playing. That part matters. Don't write the bass in isolation. Jungle swing only really makes sense when the kick, snare, break, hats, and percussion are all in the pocket together. Load operator on a MIDI track and begin with a pure sine wave. Keep it simple. Turn off anything extra and shape the amp envelope so the note has a controlled tail. A short attack, a decay somewhere around 150 to 350 milliseconds, and a release that stays tight enough to avoid low-end blur is a strong starting point. Why this works in D&B is because the sub has to act like an anchor. The drums are already busy. If the bass is unstable, too long, or too wide, the whole groove falls apart before you even get to the arrangement. What to listen for here? The bass should sit under the drums, not in front of them. If the kick starts losing definition, your note length or release is probably too long already. Now write the bass as a rhythm first, not a melody. That's a big one. In jungle and old-school flavor D&B, the note pattern does more work than pitch movement. Think in terms of how the bass answers the snare and the break accents, not just how it fills the grid. A solid starting idea is a small rhythmic cell, maybe only 2 to 4 notes, with short deliberate hits and 1 or 2 longer notes for weight. Keep most of it in the same octave at first. The point is to make the phrase speak with the drums, not over them. Here's the mindset. Bar 1 gives you the root and a pickup. Bar 2 answers after the snare. Bar 3 repeats with a slight variation, and bar 4 leaves a little more space before the loop resets. That space is part of the vibe. Silence can be more old school than extra notes ever will be. What to listen for? Does the bass create forward motion without cluttering the snare? If it feels like it's talking over the drums, simplify the rhythm before touching the sound design. Now let's build the bass in 2 layers. This is where the workflow becomes really useful. Layer 1 is your true sub. Keep that as a clean sign, fully mono, and leave it alone as much as possible. Use utility if needed to make sure the width is at 0%. This is the foundation. Layer 2 is your audibility layer, your harmonic shadow. This can also be operator or wave-eatable if you want a slightly different character, but keep it restrained. A sine, triangle, or softened square works well. Put saturator on it to bring out harmonics, then auto-filter for movement, and if needed a little redux for grit. High-pass it so it doesn't fight the sub. Around 80 to 150 Hz is a good starting area depending on sound. A good balance is to let the sub dominate by several dB, while the support layer stays tucked underneath until you need it to speak on smaller speakers. That way, the bass stays huge on systems, but still readable on headphones, laptops, and smaller rigs. What to listen for? The sub should feel centered and solid, while the support layer should add attitude without becoming the bass itself. Now for the jungle swing. You can use the groove pool if you want, but for this kind of bass, manual placement is usually the better move. Slightly delay some notes, leave a few tight on grid, and occasionally land a pickup just before the snare. That push-pull is what makes the bass feel like it's riding the break rather than fighting it. This is one of those details that changes everything. If you overswing it, the groove turns floppy. If you keep it too rigid, it starts to sound modern and dry. The sweet spot is in between. You want intention, not chaos. You can also use groove pull swing subtly if you want a faster starting point. Just keep it moderate. Too much swing can smear the relationship between the bass and the snare, and in D&B that relationship is sacred. Now shape the envelope so the bass locks around the drums. On operator, keep the attack very short, around 0 to 10 milliseconds. Decay can sit around 100 to 300 milliseconds depending on whether you want a stabby old-school feel or a rounder roller feel. Sustain can stay high if the notes are held, and release should stay short to moderate, maybe 50 to 200 milliseconds. The important thing is this: note length and release are part of the groove. If the bass is smearing into the snare, shorten the note before reaching for EQ. That's a much cleaner fix. Why this works in D&B is because the snare needs authority. Jungle and classic D&B are built on strong drum hierarchy. The bass should frame the snare, not blur it. Now bring in movement through automation, but keep it phrase-based rather than note-based. Put an auto-filter on the support layer, and automate cutoff in a way that supports the section. Don't sweep it on every single bass hit unless you specifically want a wobble effect. For this style, bar level motion usually works better. A good starting range for the support layer is somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz when closed, then opening up towards 600 Hz to 1.5 kHz when you want the phrase to speak more. Keep resonance low to moderate, just enough to define the edge, not enough to whistle. A nice old school approach is to keep bars 1 and 2 more restrained, open things slightly in bar 3, then make bar 4 feel like a turnaround or release. That gives the phrase a sense of movement without turning it into constant modulation. What to listen for? The bass should feel like it's evolving with the phrase, not wobbling just for the sake of it. If the filter motion starts stealing attention from the drums, pull it back. On the support layer, saturator can help a lot. Drive in the 2 to 8 dB range is often enough. Use soft clip if you want a bit more control. If the bass gets boxy, trim some 200 to 400 Hz with EQ8. If you need a touch more note clarity, a gentle lift around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz on the support layer can help, but only lightly. Keep the sub-mono, always. That's not optional in this style. If you want width, let it live only above the true low end. Dark DNB can sound huge in stereo and then disappear in mono if you're careless, so check that early. Now think about phrase structure. A strong old-school inspired bass line often works in a simple call and response. One bar answers, one bar repeats, one bar changes slightly, and one bar turns the phrase around. That could mean a filter opening, a tiny dropout, or one longer note before the loop resets. This is where a subtle decision matters. If you want more classic jungle tension, make the turnaround sharper and leave more space before the phrase loops. If you want a smoother roller feel, keep the filter more open and let the groove carry the motion. Both choices are valid. The key is that something changes. Even a tiny shift every four bars can make the loop feel like a real musical idea instead of a static bass pattern. A great extra move here is to commit to audio once the rhythm and automation are working. Freeze, flatten, or resample the bass so you can edit it like audio. That gives you precision. You can trim tails perfectly, reverse a note into the turnaround, or duplicate one hit into a fill. This is one of those workflow moves that saves time later. If the loop is feeling good but the MIDI is getting in the way, print it. You'll move faster and make better arrangement decisions. Now test the whole thing against the full drum context. Kick, snare, break, hats, percussion, all of it. This is the real test. If the bass disappears, don't rush to boost the sub. First check the support layer. Is it too low mid-heavy? Is the release too long? Could one note be nudged later so the snare speaks first? Often the fix is in the groove, not the EQ. If the bass sounds too modern and clean, leave one phrase a little rougher. Shorten a tail. Open the filter hit. Make one note land less perfectly. That tiny bit of imperfection is often what gives jungle its character. And here's a useful reminder. The best bass lines in this style don't always feel busy. They feel intentional. They leave proof of intention in the gaps. A late pickup into bar 4, a snare gap that stays open, a single slightly longer note, those details can carry more weight than a more complex pattern ever could. If you want to go heavier, use the support layer like a shadow, not a second bass. Automate less, but automate smarter. A small cutoff rise into a turnaround can feel bigger than a constant sweep. Let the drums provide most of the aggression, and let the bass stay disciplined. Also, check the result in mono, at low volume, and with the kick pulled down a touch if needed. If the phrase still reads there, you're in a very strong place. So the core idea is this. Write the bass rhythm around the break. Keep the true sub clean and mono, and use phrase-based automation to create jungle swing. Don't try to make it alive by over-animating every note. In DNB, restraint is often what makes the low end hit harder. Now your task is to build a 4-bar subsign phrase with jungle swing using only stock Ableton devices. No more than 4 notes, 1 filter automation move, and a clean mono sub. Then push it out to 8 bars, add 1 clear turnaround, print 1 audio version, and test it in mono against the full drum loop. Keep it simple, keep it deep, and trust the groove. If the drums feel better because of the bass, you're on the right track.